Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us, as he does at this time each week, is our resident quizzer, Mike Nothnagel. How was your week?
My week was very good. How was yours?
It was great, and now we're at my favorite time, showtime.
Well, let's clear up the challenge from last week and see what we've got this time. I said start with the name Copernicus. Change one letter to an O, and you can rearrange the result to spell an adjective that might have described Copernicus as a young boy. What is the word?
Well, if you drop the N for an O, you can rearrange those letters to spell precocious.
All right, Ian, on February 26, 1919, President Woodrow Wilson signed an act of Congress that established Grand Canyon National Park. The original bill to designate it as a national park was introduced by then-Senator Benjamin Harrison in 1882. That and multiple subsequent bills were defeated, so instead of it becoming the second national park, it became the 15th. The 1.2 million-plus national park was named a UNESCO World Heritage Site in 1979. To commemorate President Wilson's act, this week our quiz is about national parks. Officially, the first piece of land set aside by the federal government as a recreational area, even before the concept of a national park existed, Hot Springs National Park is also the smallest national park by area, just over 5,500 square miles. It is located near its namesake town in what U.S. state?
Arkansas?
Arkansas is right. Very good. And Hot Springs National Park is featured on the first design released from the America the Beautiful series of quarters. And in November 2015, they released one with Saratoga National Historical Park on it. Seven of the 10 largest national parks, including the four largest, are located in what state, which is home to Gates of the Arctic National Park, Glacier Bay National Park, and Denali National Park?
I'll say Alaska.
You will say the correct thing then. And as listeners may know, Denali was named Mount McKinley in 1896 by a gold prospector and was renamed Denali, or they went back to the original name, in August of 2015. The only U.S. national park named for a president is located in the Badlands of South Dakota, in an area where he first went on a hunting trip in 1883 and later purchased two ranches, experiences which informed his conservationist policies during his term as president from 1901 to 1909. Which president is it?
T.R.
Correct, Theodore Roosevelt. And the original cabin he used is still maintained in the park by the National Park Service. Joshua Tree National Park, located in Southern California, was named for a tree native to the southwestern U.S. and which is prevalent in the park. Contrary to popular belief, what rock band did not shoot the cover photos for their 1987 album, The Joshua Tree, in the park, but rather some 200 miles away?
U2.
That is correct. However, the photos that the Eagles used on their debut album cover were actually shot in Joshua Tree National Park. And finally, the most visited national park in the U.S., with more than twice as many visitors as the Grand Canyon in 2014, is Great Smoky Mountains National Park. The 75th anniversary ceremony in 2009 featured a performance from what country singer, whose theme park is just north of the park in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee?
Dolly Parton?
Yeah, Dolly Parton is right. Very good. And Great Smoky Mountains National Park was the first park that was paid for partly with federal funds. Up until that point, all the previous ones had been paid with a combination of either state and or private money. Well, Ian had a gorgeous performance this week. I'm sure he echoes my sentiment when I say, listeners, you're grand and you should write to us, quiz at wamc.org.
Or keep your Zion the extra credit questions at wamc.org/anyquestions, where you can also take a look at this week's show, some extra credit, and the challenge. Mike?
Start with the phrase national park. Rearrange the letters and you can spell the names, 1 4 letters, 1 8 letters, of two foods often used in Southern cooking. What are they?
Mike Nothnagel is Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, Facebook, and other outlets. Mike, I'll get to work on that challenge, and we'll be back at this same time next week.
We'll see you then.